We're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we're going to have one more hour of swinging mainstream sounds before we close out the show, so we hope you'll stick around. We've got some good things to play for you. We're going to start out with one of the most outrageous titles I have in my CD collection. It's called The Kingdom of Swing and the Republic of Ubop Shabam. And this is a concert that was held at the 92nd Street Y in New York City in July of 1987. It's an all-star aggregation. And I won't name everybody that's on this particular CD. I'll just give you the soloists on this particular track. You include Warren Vache on trumpet, Hyman on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Butch Miles on drums. This is Cole Porter's composition, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Thank you. Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To from a Music Master CD that was cut in July of 1987 live in concert at an institution known as the 92nd Street Y, not the YMCA, but the Y, which is some kind of a fine arts building. And they had jazz concerts there periodically, particularly in the summer. Dick Hyman was the musical director of that particular concert. And you heard fine solos there by Warren Vaché on trumpet, the musical director Dick Hyman on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Butch Miles on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Coleman Hawkins. This is from a Capitol LP entitled Hollywood Stampede. And this is a compilation, I think, of his previous recordings on Capitol. And the title implies, I didn't verify it, but I think these titles were all featured in various films. The group consists of Coleman on tenor sax, Howard McGee on trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Matty Maynack, Fud Livingston, and Gus Kahn entitled I'm Through With Love. I'm Through With Love, featuring Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Howard McGee on trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. That was from a Capitol LP released in 1972 entitled Hollywood Stampede.
In the first hour, my co-host Dr. Al Korns played Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek by clarinetist Chuck Hedges. And so we're going to do another version of that particular tune by our highlight artist of the week, Dick Hyman. This is a Dick Hyman trio. The title of the CD is Cheek to Cheek. It was cut on the Arbors label in 1996. And besides Dick Hyman on piano, we have Bob Haggart back on bass and the great Howard Alden on guitar. Let's listen to another version of Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. Thank you. A brilliant up-tempo version of Cheek to Cheeks, written by Irving Berlin. That was from our Highlight Artists album, Dick Hyman Trio Cheek to Cheek. Dick is accompanied by Bob Haggard on bass and Howard Alden on guitar, and some brilliant counterpoint between Howard Alden and Dick Hyman on piano on that particular track. And that's far beyond what I'm sure Irving Berlin ever envisioned for that particular tune.
Well, next we'll hear from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. This is from an LP released on the Harmony label entitled Instant Brubeck. Harmony label is usually a reissue label, so I imagine this was from previous recordings that Brubeck has done. And in addition to Dave on piano, we'll hear from Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. This is a tune written by Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney entitled Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Thank you. That was Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, featuring the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. It was from a Harmony LP released in 1968 entitled Instant Brubeck.
I want to show the versatility of our highlight artist of the week, pianist Dick Hyman. I just previously played Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek by the Dick Hyman Trio with Bob Harrigan on bass, Howard Alden on guitar. We're going to go back to another track on that CD and to show you that Dick Hyman can play all schools of jazz. We're going to have him do Thelonious Monk's Well You Needn't. Thank you. Oh, that was a real romp through Thelonious Monk's composition, Well You Needn't, by the Dick Hyman Trio. Of course, Dick Hyman, our highlight artist on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, Howard Alden on guitar from their album Cheek to Cheek.
Well, next we'll hear from a group featuring Milt Jackson and Cannonball Adderley. This is from a Riverside LP entitled Things Are Getting Better. And the group features Cannonball on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by James Blake and Charles Lawler entitled The Sidewalks of New York. Thank you. that was the Sidewalks of New York, which I guess will soon be coming back to life. That was from a Riverside LP released in 1959 entitled Things Are Getting Better, and it featured Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums.
Well, our highlight artist on this next track, pianist Dick Hyman, switches to the organ, and he teams up and gets credit with Bob Wilbur on alto sax from an album called A Perfect Match, which is dedicated to the prior work of organist Wild Bill Davis and Johnny Hodges out of the Ellington Band. And here they do Yip Harburg, Billy Rose, Harold Arlen composition, It's Only a Paper Moon. Thank you. right, that was our highlight artist of the week. Dick Hyman, switching from his main instrument, piano, over to organ, joined by Bob Wilbur on alto sax from an Arbor CD called A Perfect Match. And you also heard a little taste of a solo there by Britt Woodman on trombone, formerly with the Duke Ellington Band, James Cirillo on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, Joe Ascione on drums, Only a Paper Moon.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news. We're getting close to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed putting it together for you. And we'll be back next week at the same time, and I hope you'll join us then. I'm Al Korns, and our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the evening with the Miles Davis Quintet. This is from a Prestige LP released in 1957, and it's one of four LPs with similar names that they put together in the space of about 2 days in the studio. And it's the classic quintet featuring Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a tune Miles wrote entitled Blues by Five.